Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Ottoman at the FSA office with a USDA report for the week of March 3rd. Well, today I wanted to remind producers out there that FSA does have a variety of loans available to assist producers in their farming operations. These include direct and guaranteed loans, both for operating and farm ownership, as well as beginning farmer and socially disadvantaged farmer loans. Also, we have youth loans for those youth who want to establish an income-producing project in connection with a sponsored group such as 4-H or FFA. If you have need for any of these loans and want more information, producers may contact any FSA office or they may give us a call here in Audubon at 563-4261, extension 2, and we will connect you with the applicable person or office that needs to answer your questions. I want to also remind producers about farm record changes. Here at the FSA office, we are asking producers to keep us notified of all changes that may pertain to their daily business. These include changes for mailing addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, farm operation changes such as forming corporations, trusts, estates, partnerships, etc. Also, banking account changes where the FSA program deposits will be made. These would include account number changes or bank routing number changes. So, also, a change in your actively farming status if you've retired, or operator changes on your farm. We're asking you to keep us current so we can get those record changes made now so that when later on we go to do our program sign-ups, those record changes have all been made and our records are up to date, and it won't delay your enrollment. I also would like to visit briefly about breaking new ground out. Producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before breaking out new land for production. Producers do need to notify FSA prior to conducting any land clearing or tree removal or installing drainage projects to ensure they remain in conservation compliance. Landowners or operators can complete the form AD 1026 for highly erodible land conservation or wetland conservation certification to determine whether a referral to NRCS is necessary. It appears that conservation compliance will be required to maintain eligibility for farm programs at FSA as well as crop insurance premium subsidies for 2014. As far as the new farm program info goes, although the farm bill's been signed and regulations are being written, FSA has not received any information at this time, and therefore I cannot comment about the particular provisions in that farm bill. From a workload standpoint, though, we do anticipate that the announced sign-up period will not happen until sometime this summer and going into early fall for the 2014 Production Adjustment Program. This means that you could already be completed with your 2014 crop acreage certification reports of your planted crops prior to any sign-up period. I would encourage all producers to attend any meetings being held currently by crop insurance companies or farm suppliers and listen to their take on the program comparisons. It cannot hurt, and it could very well help provide some understanding about the options that are going to be available. The 2014 Farm Bill makes the Livestock 4-H Program and the Livestock Indemnity Program permanent programs and provides retroactive authority to cover these eligible losses back to October 1st of 2011. USDA has determined that these two programs will be a top priority and plans to open the program enrollment by April 15th of 2014. LFP, or Livestock 4-H Program, provides compensation to eligible producers who suffered grazing losses due to drought. And LIP, or Livestock Indemnity Program, provides compensation to livestock producers who suffered livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to an adverse weather event. For this year, and for any current livestock concerns, producers should now be recording all pertinent information, including documenting the number and type of livestock that have died, taking photographs or videos, dates of the death, birth recordings, purchase receipts, or other verifiable records, such as veterinary receipts or something like that, or third-party verification, such as having a neighbor come over and witness the death losses that you've had. Newsletters or bulletins will be sent out at the appropriate time via the delivery system of sending emails directly to your home email addresses when we are ready to begin our signups, as well as announcements on this radio station. So stay tuned and keep listening to this radio station for updates, as well as watch your emails at home for newsletters and bulletins. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, again, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in next week at the same time and have more updates from USDA.